I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. Late last week, the White House announced a deal with China that will resume U.S. beef exports to China to begin no later than July 16th, following an additional round of technical trade consultations. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Craig Uden explains what this exciting news means to U.S. cattle producers.
Regaining access to the market in China has been a long priority for the cattlemen and NCBA and members in particular. We have been working closely with this administration in the process and will continue to be engaged as the negotiations are finalized. Being locked out of the world's largest market for 13 years, we welcome this announcement. The Chinese market means access to 1.4 billion new customers of U.S. beef. Right now, with a growing middle class that's larger than the entire United States population, these middle class consumers are buying record amounts of protein, and China is becoming one of the greatest importers of beef in the world. With that said, with trade accounting for over $300 a head and growing demand internationally for U.S. beef, that number will continue to grow, bringing more value back to the U.S. cattle producers. This is really great news for the cattle producers, and we appreciate the Trump administration for prioritizing U.S. beef.
For more ag news, go to aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.